This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke with Iranian President Dr. Masoud Pezeshkian and conveyed Eid and Nowruz greetings. Both the leaders expressed hope that this festive season will bring peace, stability and prosperity in West Asia. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi condemned attacks on critical infrastructure in the region, which threaten regional stability and disrupt global supply chains. He reiterated the importance of safeguarding freedom of navigation and ensuring that shipping lanes remain open and secure. Mr. Modi appreciated Iran's continued support for the safety and security of Indian nationals in Iran. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar also spoke to his Iranian counterpart, Sayyid Abbas Araghchi, this evening. He conveyed greetings for Nowruz and Eid. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said the conversation was on the latest developments regarding the conflict and its implications for the larger region. The government has approved another 20% allocation of commercial LPG to states, which would take overall allocation to 50%, including 10% allocation based on ease of doing reforms for PNG expansion. This additional percentage of allocation shall be given on priority to sectors like restaurants, dhabas, hotels, industrial canteens, dairy, subsidies canteens and others run by state or local bodies. In this regard, Secretary, Ministry for Petroleum and Natural Gas, Neeraj Mittal, has written to chief secretaries of all states and UTs saying that this allocation will be applicable from Monday. In the letter, he said that all commercial and industrial LPG consumers will have to register with oil marketing companies, OMCs, before they can be eligible to be allotted any commercial LPG from the overall 50% allocation. The BJP Central Election Committee has released its second list of two candidates for the upcoming assembly elections in Assam. According to the list, Sushri Krishna Saha will contest from Dalgaon Assembly constituency and Jiban Gogoi from Sisibargaon Assembly constituency. The Congress has released another list of seven candidates for the upcoming assembly elections in Assam. The party has fielded Bidisha Nyog from Jalkobri seat, Jayanta Bora will contest from Biswanath Assembly seat, while Rahul Roy will be the party candidate from Hailakandi Assembly constituency. Meanwhile, the BJP has also released its first list of candidates for the Puducherry Legislative Assembly elections, naming nominees for 9 of the 10 seats allotted to it. The list includes Home Minister Namasivayam from Mannadipet, State President VP Ramalingam from Raj Bhavan, Minister John Kumar from Mudaliyarpet and Assembly Speaker R. Selvam from Manavali, among others. The festival of Eid al-Fitr is being celebrated today with great joy and devotion across the country. The festival marks the culmination of the fasting month of Ramzan. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended greetings to the people on the occasion. In Delhi, prayers were offered at Jama Masjid, Fatehpuri Masjid and Shahi Eidgah. In Haryana, Punjab and Chandigarh, members of the Muslim community offered prayers at Eidgahs and mosques, praying for peace, harmony and brotherhood in the country. 22 countries today urged Iran to halt attacks and reopen the Strait of Hormuz, warning of global consequences. In a joint statement, countries including the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain and the United Kingdom, Germany, France, Japan, South Korea and Australia condemned Iran's attack on commercial vessels and energy facilities in the region. They warned the impact of such actions would be felt worldwide, particularly by vulnerable populations, and called for immediate de-escalation. In squash, top seed and defending champion Anhat Singh defeated compatriot Tanvi Khanna 3-1 to reach the final of Indian Open PSA Squash Tour Copper event in Mumbai today. She will now face second seed Egyptian player Hana Mohtas tomorrow. The IMD has forecast thunderstorm accompanied with lightning and gusty winds at isolated places over sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim tomorrow. According to IMD, Gangetic West Bengal, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, and Tripura, Odisha and West Rajasthan will experience similar conditions. And with that, we end this news bulletin.